It's charged one.
Guys aren't getting all sweaty in the humidity out here?
No.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. It's humid, but it's terrible, huh?
What can I do for you?
I was telling your wife we're out here just working on the talking about how some of the neighbors have seen ants coming and out of 3 foot out, 3 foot up barriers, kind of locking out the house.
Yeah, okay, so who do you with? You're with?
Yeah.
Else in the neighborhood currently, or?
Oh, we've only done a few just off the older.
And not in this neighborhood, though, right? Because these are.
No, I just walked into this. It's the same builder over here on the left.
Yeah, they're actually newer than.
Oh, old. Really?
Yeah. So what kind of program is in it? What's the cost? What does it address?
Oh, sure. I didn't know how much she told you.
I mean, I would imagine it's all, you know, all or nothing, but.
Yeah. Mostly just with the products. We set the standard like Terminex, Orkin, or products. They have to break down in 2 months. We're coming out July and August, getting back-to-back holes in the pupa of the insects.
The insect.
Most insects will go through this complete metamorphosis. Some go through a simple. Spiders are a simple metamorphosis. These go through this egg, larvae, pupa. Wasps go through this. Ants go through this. Yeah, you've got it. Yeah, you know. So the first two really only get...
Now, is it... Are you applying something... The foundation of the home, just the lawn, mm-hmm. You know, where is the
application we're doing is going out 3 feet out, 3 feet up, and then we have a granular that's water activated.
Gotcha.
That goes out 8 feet and mostly hits the mulch area. That's getting down for like ticks where the rabbits are passing. Taking a 25-foot brush, we spray the end of it and wipe it all through the eave on the product all over the place.
Okay.
And that, as I was showing life, is this is where a lot of the stink bugs are coming in, are these little slits.
And in the ceiling, you know, like they
up in your light fixtures.
Drop in the light fixtures.
You know how it works. Treated up top, that way nothing the wasps are treated. Treat around the windows, treat around the doors, those are obviously...
I read somewhere that nothing actually will kill the stink.
It's tough, they're tough, and that's why we can't guarantee them is we're not spraying them. They're landing on our products, it will kill them.
It will.
Yeah, or it kills carpenter ants, it kills a lot of...
Now, since we just missed the sort of the stink kind of hatch,
mm-hmm.
You know, on the way out, we'll miss the application. It's a universal application. It'll kill anything 3 feet.
Right, and then the granular 8 feet out will go for like the thing.
So they'll still get killed when they come back. You know,
exactly,
later, like,
right.
In the summer.
Exactly, and that's why, because we're coming, these two in the fall, like you said, they will come back, and we're out here retrieving after our products break down, and then the spring, or when their eggs hatch again in the springtime, the cycle can start over again. So it's just a year really right now to kind of flush out what's been building. And then after that, down the road, if you wanted to kind of maintain bugs gone, then most people will kind of go every quarter, frequently when the bugs are out of the house and exited. Well, that's treated. And inside, I was telling her, the only thing we really do inside, get up and around the plumbing, the voids, that needle-looking unit, and just treat around the plumbing voids. The tracks, we treat a little bit where stink bugs have been entering.
So will this kill, in most basements where it's moist, but they're long-legged spiders, I call them. Dock body, very, very long legs.
Yeah.
You know, they seem to have, you know, consistently.
Yeah, this will treat for those. And spiders are tougher. They walk over the product instead of through it. It takes longer for more product to get onto their body. Mostly we get rid of these spiders by getting rid of what they feed on. Back out to the trees where the Japanese beetles and stuff are. Yeah, this is inside we only do about once, twice a year is all. The sun's what kills our products. There's no sun in the wall there, so the product...
Toxicity to...
Wife was asking me that. I just basically just... the stuff in hospitals and daycares. So if it's designed for human interaction, the restaurants, all that's been used, but it's just kind of designed to be molecular structure of the insect, their makeup.
Okay, so what kind of bugs doesn't?
Ladybugs take a little bit more. We've got Japanese beetles we're not doing just because we're not spraying them. General yard bugs like grubs and those kind of... Right, we're not licensed to spray horticulture or lawn. Annular, it'll help. We just don't guarantee them because we're not treating... Yeah, these are basically, and I was showing your wife, we're basically, we are doing homes in this area. They're having us drop the $185 initial cost just down to $85 flat. That includes like the millipedes, centipedes, earwigs, so all that you can see there. Carpenter ants are hoping to, if we do a good job for you guys, you spread the word in the development here, then we'll get referrals. They're having us include these no charge. Better product, it's stronger, and it's really the only thing on the market that kills. Nice thing is it's a termiticide, so it can kill termites. Because we're not drilling into your foundation, we don't guarantee. Sometimes
so
the mulch will bring them in.
So it's 85.
Mm-hmm. So we're just dropping at 85,
and then
all these ticks, fleas, wasps, the box elder bugs, and with that we include. I was telling your wife we just keep you at that same rate through the
85 treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll keep it that base cost, And then the cool thing is if something shows up in between, if there's a lot of stink bugs in a particular day hatching out, we're out here.
Nice.
Same thing. We trap them out.
Would that any kind of money back guarantee or satisfaction?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not satisfied, it's a process. Bugs develop immunities. It takes some time. Knock out for free, retreat, no charge. Try and get a product that they're not liking that kills them. If you're not satisfied, they refund your last payment and try again. But yeah, we do some reservices, just basically, like I say, the products. A lot of times you'll see an increase in these ants around the house and their little hair follicles, and it agitates them and stirs them up. Bugs for the first 10, 15 days. After that, you shouldn't see much, but maybe occasional spiders walk over the product. So it's just kind of that process, and that's why it takes time.
July and August would be the kind of the build-up trees in September and then October. Like, do you know, like, so the first cold snap of the season, which is end of September.
Got it right on, yeah.
So we have them all over in the basement.
You're good.
Well, only because they, you know, it's a walk by them almost. You know? Do we have the ability to time that call you, like the end of September, early October, and I say,
yeah,
no, you're on the route, and it's going to be the end of October?
Yeah, if you'd like a little bit earlier, we're pretty flexible. We're out of Bridgeport, so it's not super flexible. And like I say, we want to make sure to do a good job so that we can get those referrals down. More than likely, what they generally would like to do is, it's like the third week of July. Hopefully, by the third spray there, you won't be seeing those spiders, because that is an issue. We're more than happy to get out here and retreat.
Now, what about the garage? What, if any?
Yeah, we'd like to do that today. Generally after that. I can't see where the sun's at right now. Is it usually the sunny side?
Sure, it isn't, which is strange. It's the window sill.
Yeah.
They were open. I mean, they obviously come into the garage. So what application in the garage do you do?
From the outside, these windows side, we take that brush, that 25-foot brush, and wipe it through all the corners in here. And the outside, we spray around the garage doors. These kind of flying light, if the light's on, you're attracting a lot of insects. So they land on it, you'll see them dead around here a lot, but we can't put 100% unless you keep the garage closed all the time.
Or any other, like in the corner?
She does the corners, she treats these corners, the corners, and then all through this area. She can do that whole seal plate if you'd like.
Foster, would that be part of the 85?
We always call 1 to 3 days in advance so you know we're coming. So there's one, the garage included, just making sure someone's here to pay.
Okay.
You know, so generally the inside, those plumbing areas, I told you, last longer indoors. At each time, if that's something you'd like.
Will I have edges, or should we
have it just? Yeah, she's pretty flexible. She just sprays in and around. And that brush, it's about 25 foot, so we just wipe it through. If you wanted to, it would help, but a lot of stuff, because from the outside, we should be keeping all the bugs. Getting it to the point where you don't need a lot of indoor treatment. What your wife was saying, too, with the stink bugs, they're mostly up in these windows. In the garage?
Yeah, it's worth it, exactly.
They leave their eggs on honeysuckle plant. They love your house, huh?
And cancellation, I can cancel at any time, or do I have?
It's that satisfaction I told you. If it's just like, yeah, you know what, we're not seeing bugs anymore, we like to forego it. Obviously, that's at our cost over the year, so they charge you $60. Not seeing bugs anymore. Yeah, obviously, you're not worried. Bob's will let us finish, otherwise the eggs will hatch. And that's why we just do a year. We're not doing like Terminex, like a 3-year. After that, it's month to month. So if you want to
kind of contract for the first year, we're locked into. Worse. 60% of the remaining balance. If it's a satisfaction guarantee, it's a satisfaction issue. Right. It's 2 steps, and then you know.
You've got it. Yeah. We're pretty flexible. Like I say, we're a national company, locally owned, so we try and keep it a little more local. After the first year, like you were just saying, it's month to month. If you wanted to continue, then maybe go up again on a quarterly service. You could go September for the rodents and that kind of stuff. The spring, we're pretty flexible. Once the bugs are wanted to go every 2 months up to October. Skip the winter first year to really be effective. Instead of sweeping the issue under the rug, we want to deal with it head on, eradicate it. Where we're at here tonight, we've got time. We've got a 3 to 5 or a 4 to 6.
So you are doing other people in the neighborhood right
just,
here?
Just the older homes right now. Okay. Yeah, I haven't any of these. I've only talked to like 2 people. Wasps and stink bugs though, so I don't know.
Oh, wasps.
That brush we use, it will spray that and knock them off the house. This lower level we can spray and hit. Days particular where you're seeing them will come out for have a spot tree. I haven't seen your whole yard. Those are included in the discount. The wasp, bucks other bugs, and with that's where we're including the stink bugs.
I guess the only other question would be, what about the good bugs that we don't?
Bumblebees, the praying mantis,
the bumblebees, all that kind of.
Yeah, and that's why we don't spray the plants really. The granular we're using will go over the plant into the soil, and it's not activated till it's.
It is toxic to to the bees.
Yeah, if they were to like roll around in the mulch, it would kill them, but they don't. They stay on the ladybugs fly away from it. Praying mantises can fly away from it. Other kind of things that land on the house, like wasps, these are protected right now. We can't even treat. Not a beehive. We'd have to call in a beekeeper to take care of it.
We can't do this. I'll talk it over with my wife, and I'll let you back in the neighborhood. If you're going to be in, how long are you going to be in the neighborhood?
I'm just going to hit her, and I can swing back if you want. It's like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, let me talk to my wife a little bit.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, if you want to do that, swing.
Yeah, no problem. I think you covered everything. Is there other questions you have?
No, I think that's really it. I think it's tough.
Well, good. Well, like I said, we just spot tree like the beavers, this kind of area where the ants like to start nesting, and throw in that area because with time that does damage, obviously. It sinks.
Yeah, if you want to go check them out and then come on back, I should have an answer.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
So what we learned from that is the system has, as you've noticed, I've wasted 5 minutes talking to the wife. They seem pretty solid. We'll see how it goes.
Perfect.
This is a fight I already had. Neighbors have been doing it, and he knew his neighbors. He would have first. I don't have anyone yet. Sorry. Yeah, I just had to get you out here in this heat.
What's that?
I'm not sure if they talked to you about what we're doing out here at all.
No.
Okay. Just kind of getting everybody ready for the fall where the stink bugs are starting to publish a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting spiders. Nothing, you know, dramatic. Just here and there. How long have you guys been in the house?
Maybe
3.5?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, some of
the... Yeah, we were like one of the last ones in, I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think like 3.5.
Just barely coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I've noticed is they'll start to do that settling, and that's when the spiders start... Neighbors I've talked to saw the ants kind of getting in the front door. Before anything progresses, they're just having us kind of spray out a 3 foot out, 3 foot up barrier. Get the eaves treated for the wall.
We have a lot of wasps. Yeah.
The mud daubers or the paper ones?
They're usually hovering right here. I'm surprised.
They're the bug man, right?
Probably. So what? How much is
it? Yeah, let me show you. No one talked to you about it, so I'll let you know, of course. In August, we get to the adults and the pupa. All when it's cooler, that's when those spiders and stink bugs are. These three treatments next spring form, so those eggs will hatch for us. And we just do a kind of trial period, getting all the ants sprayed down. Not about 8 feet into the mulch for ticks from the rabbits and the mice.
Mm-hmm.
So are you getting them?
We had them our first winter in. And so we didn't see anything yet.
Okay, so right now it's just the spiders and a few ants.
Like once in a while by our back door, coming off the deck, we'll get some ants.
I think towards the fall we'll start seeing them come back. But your situation is same as the neighbors. They're all carnivores, not stink bugs, but spider bugs. So the more you're seeing, the more bugs you got to raise home. You ask about price there, but on square foot, 2,000 to 3,000 or 3,000 to 4,000. Typically from Bridgeport to your home, they would start you out on an initial follow-up, so drop to 90.
Mm-hmm.
Not here tonight, so they'll let us just drop it in a gas by sticking around. And then you'll spread the word to some neighbors. They're having us include the carpet moss, the ticks, and the stink bugs on some more, so that way down the road you kind of... But then the cool thing is we follow up for these at that same 85 discount through the year. Make it real manageable. There's those bees you're talking about.
And actually,
bug me.
Get
licensed to spray trees or anything, but
mm-hmm.
if it's treated and just keep it at that 85, make it that same manageable time in between. If you have issues, we just...
So it's $85. How many visits total?
Yeah, so the first back-to-back, and then just every other month.
The 85 is really 170 for this? Is that what you're saying?
This one's 85, and this one's 85, and then October. After that, homeowners will usually go like quarter. Have to. Some even keep it every 2 months. First year, to be efficient, we need to make sure that you can only see them in the back door, but others are starting to get them around the
door. Okay.
So inside, when we treat, it takes about 10 minutes. On the plumbing where the pipe goes, there's a void.
Mm-hmm.
There's condensation, so we draw them away from the walls because that's included. If they hit the 85 down, it's a 25-foot brush. All these spider webs, any nests around the house, way through the garage, get it all treated.
Okay, I don't know if the spiders are down there.
Big black spiders. Yeah, there's hot wolf spiders.
Yeah, they were there. But our storage area, you can't
even... We would like to get in the basement storage area. Mm-hmm. But typically, after we start treating, then nothing up where the light bulb screws in.
Yeah, so we got some
light. Where you've knocked it off.
Yeah.
Talking to Pam, I think they're going to do the 4 to 6 tonight.
That's
yeah, I'll just hit these few other doors, and I'll just swing back. And that sound like something he might want to do?
Yeah,
okay, I'll swing back. Okay, what we learned from that, she doesn't like bugs. She really likes the service. Sounds her. Seems to have understood the whole thing. I'll go over it one more time when I get back with her. Hopefully she explains it to her husband properly. She really nice. I think she'll probably go for it. So back in with her in a few minutes. I did one thing wrong that I noticed, and that was I didn't get her phone number and name. So I can improve there.